Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Oh yeah, we have entered winning time here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It is a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and so in this hour, this one right here, one that we are existing in this current moment, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Jaguars game in the bullpen, front row.
Big time. I've been down there. I've been in that row.
And
it's big time.
By the way, if Vegas is to be believed, this game opened as a 4.5 point favorite, or the Texans opened as a 4.5 point favorite. Apparently that line has moved. Is that right, Lopez?
The line has gone. It started at 3.5, went to 4.5 yesterday. It is now 6. And that is not a testament, a criticism of the Texans. That's how bad the Jags were last night.
And, buddy, they looked like it. Yeah. They definitely looked like it. So keep it locked right here. Somebody said, when do I call for the Texas ticket? Not quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I might have to confess when that happens, when we get there. Right now, though, do you have confidence in this Texans offensive line? Because one thing I could tell you, the head coach of this team, D'Amico Ryans, he seems to still have some confidence.
No, for sure. Our offensive line, they'll get it going. They'll do exactly what we need them to do. They had some really good reps in the game. Everybody likes to talk about the negative reps. We had a lot of good protection in the game where we completed a lot of deep passes in the middle of the field. We had a lot of explosive plays that were made, and we had really good protection. So I don't let a few bad plays dictate of who we are. I know who we are, and I know how our guys will respond. So I'm excited about our O-line and what's in front of them.
Excited?
I think this is a personality thing when it comes to D'Amico.
I think this
Ryans
is coach speak.
In some ways.
He's not saying that stuff to them. He's just not.
D'Amico is somewhat of a player's coach. I think that comes across. And I asked you and Sean this earlier before the show rather. And I don't know if I explained myself very well, but I think you got where I was going. Where I was like, is he kind of similar to Mike Tomlin in some ways? And Mike Tomlin just projects a little bit different, right? He projects a little
bit
more.
He's a little. He's
Mike Tomlin a little harsher.
The way I put it, Figgy, is Tomlin is a little. D'Amico's a little softer around the edges. He's not a soft coach. Don't get me wrong.
And I think that's what I wanted to get to. Is like Tomlin. I think people refer to him as kind of like a player's coach, funny enough.
Yeah,
right?
But he's rougher around the edges.
But there's a standard that he holds tight to. I think D'Amico is more of that. But when it comes down to the ways that he goes in the media and the public, mm-hmm. he defends his guys.
Yeah.
And that is nice to see, right? But it can be frustrating in moments like this where he's like, I have a lot of confidence in this team. And I feel like that is true in that he believes in the potential. But what he's saying can't be right. And what we've heard from the likes of Azeez Al-Shaair from when he was coached and by him in San Francisco, Jimmy Ward also mentioned
Jimmy Ward told us on this show.
Right. He talked about it like, you know, the way that D'Amico will go through video and he'll just kind of be laughing. But, you know, he's dead serious. It's almost like almost a scary laugh where you're like, oh, man, he mean that. Right. Yeah. I think that there is a level of standard that he's capable of set. However, with, you know, all of that aside, what confidence level do you have in this offensive line
at
this point?
That's a great way, and it's a very straightforward way, but it's a great way to ask, what kind of confidence do you have? I have confidence that they can be, you know, very good, not just good, very good. I don't have confidence in the offensive line because of how they're playing pre-snap. You know, Laremy Tunsil is the lightning run. By the way, Figgy, I double-checked this because I saw it on Twitter. Laremy Tunsil's Wikipedia page. Allow me to read the first sentence.
Oh, we got some editing. Man. Got some Wikipedia editing. Oh, here we go.
Allow me to read the first sentence. Laremy Alexander Tunsil, I like that middle name, is an American professional football offensive tackle and false starter for the Houston Texans.
Oh, wow. You're not wrong. You're not supposed to say.
So
you're not wrong.
That's where we are. You know, I have confidence in how they can play. I don't have confidence in how they are focused on this game, how they are remaining focused, how they perform pre-snap. So it's really two answers because they're not getting the job done. It is mostly Laremy Tunsil. He's the lightning rod. But it is not just him by any stretch.
Yeah. The thing for me when it comes to answering this question on confidence is it is split in two ways, but it's passing and running, right? I do have confidence that if they clean up the penalties, which that is a little bit of a crapshoot within itself, or at least minimize the penalties, because again, it's kind of wild that, you know, listen to Andre Ward and he's like, I should expect this. And we've come to expect.
Andre Ware.
Damn it. How did I do that? I knew I was going to do that eventually, and I sure did. I apologize to Andre Ware, Heisman winner. Andre
yes,
Ware.
Sir.
Like, I got to put respect on that man's name. So, do I need to put money in the hat for that?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I just want to make sure that I'm making amends in the ways that I should.
Honestly, I don't know why I get upset about it anymore. I should have come to expect it.
That's right, Andre Ware, not Andre Ward. But yeah, with all that being, I made him into a boxer. That's stupid. But yeah, like, there is an expectation that these things are going to happen, and that's frustrating in its own right. But like, just for the point of being successful, minimize those things and don't shoot yourself in the foot to this degree, and you could still do some things. The problem is that I lack confidence in being able to run the football. And it's kind of crazy that that's one of the big things that came out of this game for me. But I was like, oh, it just isn't going to happen, is it? Right, like running the football with behind this offensive line feels like it just isn't going to happen without individual acts of brilliance. We saw that with that one particular play with Cam Akers doing a spin-a-rooney to get himself yards on a play that was not blocked up. We talked about that up and down when it came to week one with Joe Mixon having 159s and 101 of those came after contact. Yeah. That is a place that is really frustrating to me because now you're getting more dimensional and teams like Brian Flores' defense can tee off on you offensively.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Such an important game coming up. You would think, okay, just paint by numbers, you know, just get it done. Win. I think you it has to be a pretty win for the offensive line. It has to be a pretty win. And by the way, I don't know. I'm thinking of this as I'm saying the words. Has Kenyon Green been the most consistent player on the offensive line? How weird would that be? How weird would that be? Kenyon Green, the most consistent.
Well, yeah, if we go through it, like, I think you had Titus Howard had some struggles.
Yeah.
One of the things about Shaq Mason.
And false starts.
Yes, he did. Shaq Mason, like, you might be able to try and put him up here.
Maybe
but him. I will never get out of my mind the image of, I can't even remember who on the defensive line, darting right past him during the course of this game. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, oh, you just missed time. Juice mixed time, but it probably is juice in some ways because I think that in listening to Ross Tucker as he was talking to Payne and Pendergast this morning, Tucker did bring up some of the things, and that is an offensive line eye. He played offensive line, was a journeyman in this league, pointed to the idea that some of those things that happened with Tunsil, not to give him, absolve him of his issues, some of those were like the guard next to him not picking up the responsibilities. And sometimes those types of things happen where one guy looks bad on an NFL field and it's because somebody else wasn't doing their job. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so Kenyon Green, I think that there is some tough things in there. And if you are inclined to believe Pro Football Focus grades, he is graded as the lowest offensive lineman thus far this season. So, like, I do want to be careful about not being like he's the most consistent. But the problem is I had to go through all of
that. But what I'm saying is how weird is it that, yeah, we can talk about him in that vein. Now, and then you talk about, do you have confidence in this offensive line? I think the bigger question is, do you have confidence that they will do what it takes to get the offensive line right? And that's where I mentioned it to B. Scott and you earlier. And I'm mentioning it now to the listener, 713-572-4610. Where's the line? And I don't mean that as an offensive line. Where's the line that you draw, you know, where, okay, if Laremy Tunsil does this again, if he has two false starts against the Jaguars, is he still good?
I think Blake Fisher comes in. Like, I think that it's got to be.
I mean.
I don't know if it's immediately the one, although that would definitely do a good job of setting the example, like, hey, man, sick of it, right? Yeah. And I talked about yesterday with you, right? You were like on the bench. And I think that it might be more effective if it's like, hey, you're out there, but your leash is short, mm-hmm. right? And then acting on that. But I do want to go to D'Amico Ryans I talked to the media yesterday. And he was asked specifically on if Laremy Tunsil has to practice, you know, getting set and getting off, or if it's just something that, you know, he, you know, has.
Yeah, we know where the line, LT, he knows where to align. And we just have to do a better job of getting it done.
I love this. And it's such
you did.
I did.
Because I didn't hear it. I don't think I heard it the way
you didn't hear it the way I heard it. Because basically, Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard were making excuses. Yeah, Laremy Tunsil said after the game, they're calling my name, but we all have to have accountability. That's not accountability. Titus Howard said, hey, the referees did, you know, told us one thing. And I'm paraphrasing, but he basically said they told us one thing and called it another way.
Yeah, they were inconsistent.
That's not accountability. I love the fact that D'Amico Ryans said he knows where to line up. He just has to do it. That I think that's making it more making Laremy Tunsil more accountable. I really do.
Yeah, and I guess I have to filter these things through knowing that D'Amico is going to kind of protect his guys, mm-hmm. and then D'Amico has that seemingly jovial kind of a response, even though, you know, underneath there might be a little bit more than meets the eye. But it almost sounded like a status quo.
Okay.
In the way that, and I think that's the thing that really gets under the skin of all the Texans fans right now, is that it feels like Laremy Tunsil and the way that they're going about this is status quo, right? And actually here, I think it's a great time to transition to Payne and Pendergast from earlier. I think Seth Payne, former defensive lineman and noted dude who is very upset and through with Laremy Tunsil, was talking about the mentality of this offensive line. I found this to be pretty poignant.
Look, man. This is where I feel like it's coming to roost in a lot of ways. There's such a mismatch between D'Amico Ryans' whole persona and the way he operates. Yeah, D'Amico Ryans, ultimate football dude. C.J. Stroud, ultimate football dude. Texans offensive line, they care a lot about Instagram and fashion, man. You know, like it's there, and it's the position group that you would hope is the most. Just barroom brawling, dirty, grungy, poor personal hygiene dudes. That's what you want out of your offensive line.
No.
And that's certainly not the culture of the Texans offensive line.
Now, I personally wouldn't take it to, like, you know, fashion and Instagram, because I don't think that's necessarily like a mutually exclusive thing where if you do that, then you absolutely cannot.
What about the stinking?
I mean, I would hope that you could be able to wash a keister and still be able to block. But I think what he's getting at is something I absolutely agree with, which is there needs to be a nastiness when it comes to the offensive line. You need to be able to go out there and impose your will, mm-hmm. right? And it feels like this offensive line does not have that particular mentality, which is tough. Like, we see that in the run game. Like, going typically offensive linemen, they like the run game because that's the fun part. You can go out, you have the upper hand, you're on the front foot, you can go and impact a defense, and then you finish them off. And it feels like that's something you don't see with this offensive line.
Well, how many times, I think it kind of reflects the questions that we were just, I mean, the accountability thing that I was just talking about.
Yeah.
Like, Titus Howard, they tell us one thing and do another. Laremy Tunsil, well, they called my name, but, you know, it might, we all got to do it. That's what also in play here. Like, where's the big dude, the tackles, the two bookend tackles standing up and saying, what frankly, Trevor Lawrence said the other day, we sucked. Trevor Lawrence said it.
Yeah.
We sucked, you know, and these guys are like, target on my back, blah, 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 blah. That's part of the equation too.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence might be trying to get the coach fired, to be honest.
Well, but okay, yeah. But yeah, either
true.
Way.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But the same thing. Like, and that's what I think Seth's talking about, the guys that are just like, they're mad. They're not making excuses.
Yeah, and I think ultimately it needs to be like, don't care about anything else but get the job done. Yeah. It's the mentality that you need. And right now it doesn't feel like so. When it comes to confidence on this offensive line, that's the thing that gives me pause. When it comes to like the talent capability, yeah, it's there. And I mean, that is in some ways evidenced by the fact that you put a whole bunch of money in this offensive line. That is that you paid in order to be able to have talent. With that talent needs to be paired with this mentality to get the job done.
Yeah.
And as of right now, that is still out to be seen, right? That remains to be seen from this offensive line.
So the confidence level, to come full circle with how we started this conversation, is high if they pull their heads.
Out of their keisters. Yes. No, I'll finish the statement for you. Yeah. Out of their keisters, yes.
I have good confidence in how they can play if they pull their heads.
Out of their keisters.
Out of their keisters.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we finish that off. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Thanks for rocking with us. Of course, it's John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Datatula. Keep it locked. We are giving away a pair of Texans tickets to the Jags game this Sunday. They're in the bullpen, front row. You'll want to have that. And you want to keep it locked. It's coming up next. Let's get into some lunchtime confessions.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.